Welcome to our deep dive this week. We've got a really interesting collection of tech news to unpack for you, specifically focusing on network-attached storage, or NAS, new storage technologies, and some developments in networking as well.
Yeah, it's a lot to get through.
It is. But, you know, that's what we're here for, right? We've got 14 different articles, press releases, product pages, kind of the whole gamut to break down for you.
Absolutely. The goal, as always, is to sort of pull out those key takeaways and offer some insights, maybe uncover some surprises along the way.
Exactly. So, without further ado, let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
All right. So, first up, GL.inet has announced a new travel router called the Slate 7 Model GLBE3600. Now, what caught my eye about this, it's not just another travel router.
Right.
It's a dual-band Wi-Fi 7 travel router with an interactive touchscreen.
Oh, interesting. A touchscreen. I mean, what's the thinking there?
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, too. It seems like they're really aiming for that ultimate ease of use, especially for travelers. You know, you can just scan a QR code on the screen to connect to Wi-Fi, or you can check your network status, which, by the way, is color-coded for different modes like Ethernet or cellular.
Okay, so really trying to simplify the whole travel router experience, because those can be a bit of a pain sometimes.
Exactly.
Especially when you're in a hotel room or somewhere new.
Oh, absolutely.
Fumbling around with settings.
Yeah, you don't want to spend your vacation messing with a router.
Not at all. So besides the touchscreen, anything else notable about this Slate 7?
Oh, yeah, this thing is packed with features. It's got Wi-Fi 7, of course, which means speeds up to 688 millidps on the 2.4 gigahertz band.
Okay.
But hold on, because on the 5 gigahertz band, it goes up to 882 millidps, totaling a potential 3,600 millidps.
Wow, that's pretty fast. That could be a game changer for travel routers, especially with video streaming, video calls.
Absolutely, and even for gaming, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Low latency is going to be key for that.
Yeah. Plus, it has dual 2.5G Ethernet ports, which is nice if you're in a location with a wired connection available.
Makes sense.
And for those who are security conscious, it's optimized for VPN use, supporting OpenVPN up to 100 mbps and WireGuard up to 540 mbps.
That's good to see. They're not neglecting the security aspect.
Not at all. And this is kind of wild. It can handle over 120 connected devices.
120? That's a lot for a travel router. That's almost like a small office setup.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
So how does it handle power? I mean, with all those features, it must drain the battery pretty quickly.
Well, actually, it's power delivery compatible, so it supports various voltage and amperage levels. They include a lightweight adapter with it, and get this, it has US, EU, UK, and AU plug options.
Oh, wow. So they've really thought about the global traveler.
They have. Now, internally, it's got 512 millibits of flash memory, 1 gigabit of DDR4 RAM, and a USB 3.0 port for added flexibility. And it runs on OpenRAT 23.05. So you can customize it if you want.
Okay, so for those who like to tinker, they've got that option as well.
Exactly. Pre-orders actually started on March 4th, and the early bird deals sold out pretty quickly.
Interesting. Seems like there's a lot of interest in this little device.
Yeah, it seems to be hitting a sweet spot, combining that Wi-Fi 7 with the wired connectivity and, of course, that touchscreen. It really feels like travel routers are becoming less of a compromise.
Absolutely. They're starting to offer those features that we're used to at home, but in a compact and portable form factor.
All right, let's move on to something quite different. Magstore has announced what they're claiming is the world's first Thunderbolt 5 LTO drive.
Thunderbolt 5 LTO.
Yeah, they're expecting to launch it in late 2025.
So LTO, that's linear tape open, right?
Exactly. It's kind of the gold standard for long-term archival of huge amounts of data.
And it's still relevant, even with all the advancements in SSDs and cloud storage.
Oh, absolutely. SSDs are great for speed, but for truly long-term storage, especially when you're talking about terabytes and petabytes of data, LTO is still the most reliable and cost-effective option.
Makes sense. So what's the significance of Thunderbolt 5 here?
Well, Thunderbolt 5 brings a big jump in bandwidth compared to Thunderbolt 4, so we're expecting much faster data transfer speeds to and from those LTO tapes.
Okay, so less time spent waiting for those massive archives to transfer.
Exactly. Magstore has some experience in this area. They actually introduced the first Thunderbolt 3 LTO drive a while back.
Oh, interesting. So they're kind of continuing that trend. And who are they targeting with this new drive?
They seem to be focusing on media professionals, IT specialists, and enterprise users who need that combination of high capacity and relatively fast access for backup and long-term storage.
Yeah, makes sense. Think about those huge video editing projects, scientific data sets.
Exactly. And they're promising seamless integration with both Mac OS and Windows. It's also patent pending and waiting for that Thunderbolt 5 certification from Intel and Apple, so definitely cutting edge stuff.
So it seems we're seeing a sort of specialization of storage solutions, right? NVMe SSDs for speed, tape for long-term archiving, each with their own strengths.
Absolutely. All right, let's switch gears again and talk about a new series of SSDs from Suvos. These are the T455 NVMe SSDs, and they're specifically designed for industrial applications.
Industrial applications. So these are going into factories, machinery, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And the focus here is on endurance. Suvos is claiming a 35% increase in lifespan compared to previous generations.
35%? That's significant. How are they achieving that?
Well, they're using a combination of refined firmware, enhanced storage technologies, and something called over-provisioning. This basically means a portion of the drive's storage is reserved to help manage wear and tear, and it really helps with that lifespan increase.
Interesting. So by reserving some space, they're extending the drive's overall usability.
Right. And they've also implemented dynamic SLC cache for better write performance and more even wear leveling. These drives use 3D TLC NAND flash with a PCIe Gen 4x4 interface.
Okay, so that PCIe interface, that's basically the highway for data transfer within the computer.
Exactly. And we're talking about some pretty impressive speeds here, up to 5080 millibytes for reads and 4740 millibytes for writes.
Wow, that's fast. And I imagine reliability is paramount in these industrial settings.
Absolutely. These drives have advanced error correction, known as LDPC-ECC, and comprehensive protection systems that they call Safeguard and Circuit Guard.
So they're really going all out on data integrity.
They are. They also have end-to-end data integrity checks, resistance to extreme temperatures from negative 40 degrees C to 85 degrees C with intelligent thermal throttling. And they use a single-sided design, which improves deployment flexibility and helps with heat dissipation.
It sounds like they've thought about everything. And what kind of applications are they targeting with these drives?
Well, they're mentioning industrial automation, edge computing, factory control systems, even things like vehicle computing and medical imaging.
So applications where reliability and durability are absolute critical.
Absolutely. These drives are available in capacities from 240 GD up to 1920 GD.
Okay, so a range of options to choose from depending on the specific needs. Moving on, let's talk about networking. QNAP has just released a new network expansion card, the QXG10G2SFNXE.
So this is for those looking to bump up their network speed. It's a dual port card supporting both 10 gigabit and 1 gigabit speeds.
All right, so a good option for upgrading an existing network.
Exactly. QNAP is highlighting its energy efficiency and affordability. They say it's a good fit for teams that need fast data access, media professionals working with large files, or even those who want to set up a virtualization environment.
What about compatibility?
Well, it works with QNAP NAS devices, of course. But it's also compatible with Windows, although you might need drivers for the latest versions like Windows 11 22H2 and Server 2022 21H2. And it even works with Linux, specifically Ubuntu 24.04 LTS. But again, you might need a driver.
Got it. So pretty good cross-platform support.
Yeah, pretty much. It supports PCIe Gen 3x8, but it's also compatible with those newer PCIe Gen 4 slots.
Okay, so a bit of future-proofing there. Anything else noteworthy about this card?
Well, it includes SRIOV and ICER, which are especially important for virtualization.
Can you explain those a bit further?
Sure. So SRIOV, or Single Root I/O Virtualization, lets a single PCIe card act like multiple separate physical devices to virtual machines. This means each VM gets its own dedicated lane to the network, so to speak, which can really improve performance.
Oh, I see. So it's like giving each VM its own fast lane, avoiding traffic jams.
Exactly. And ISAR, which stands for ISCSI extensions for RDMA, takes things a step further. It allows VMs to talk directly to storage without going through all those usual networking protocols, so it's even faster.
Makes sense. So for anyone running virtual machines on their Q and Adia, this card could be a real performance booster.
Absolutely. And QNAP also mentions that this card can be used to build an affordable 10 GBE network using their 10 GBE switches.
Okay, so a complete solution for faster networking.
Yeah. It supports link aggregation, which means you can combine the two 10 GBE ports for even more bandwidth. And it has LED indicators, a cooling fan, and it's compatible with their TS-by-64 and TS-by-64 UNAS series.
Got it. So a pretty comprehensive upgrade for those who need that extra network speed. Let's shift gears now and talk about software for a bit.
All right.
It looks like Windows 11 Setup is now offering ReFS, the Resilient File System, as an alternative to NTFS during installation. At least that's what people have found in a recent Insider build.
Interesting. So for those who aren't familiar, ReFS is designed to be more robust and performant than NTFS, which has been the standard Windows file system for ages.
Right. It's been used primarily in server environments where data integrity and availability are crucial.
But now it seems like Microsoft might be testing the waters for wider adoption in Windows 11.
Yeah, that's what's intriguing. It's not quite there yet, though. You can format drives and partitions with ReFS during setup, but you still can't install the operating system itself onto a ReFS volume.
That's true. So it's still early days. But it definitely raises some interesting questions about Microsoft's long-term plans for ReFS. There's also talk of something called flexible storage, but the details are still a bit hazy.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that develops. But even with those limitations, ReFS does offer some compelling advantages. It can handle much larger volumes, up to 35 petabytes compared to NTFS's 256 terabytes.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
It is. And it has built-in mechanisms for data protection, like checksums and mirror accelerated parity. So it'll be interesting to see if Microsoft eventually allows booting from ReFS volumes in the future.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about something a bit smaller in scale. MicroSD cards. Team Group has announced their new Ultra MicroSDXE A2 V30 memory card, and it looks pretty impressive.
MicroSD cards, they're everywhere these days, from cameras and phones to drones and even game consoles.
They are, and this new one from Team Group boasts read speeds of up to 200 megabits and write speeds of up to 170 megabits. Plus, it comes in a 1 TB capacity.
Wow, 1 TB in a microSD card. That's pretty substantial. What about those A2 and V30 ratings?
Right, so the A2 rating means it's optimized for running apps directly from the card. It's got faster random read and write performance, so apps should load quicker.
Makes sense. And V30 is all about video recording, right?
Exactly. It guarantees a minimum sustained write speed of 30 megabits, which is important for smooth 4K video recording without any dropped frames.
So good for high-resolution video capture.
Absolutely. Team Group is also emphasizing its compatibility with a wide range of devices and its durability features. It's waterproof, shockproof, X-ray resistant, anti-static, and even resistant to extreme temperatures.
So a good all-around card for those who need reliable storage in potentially challenging environments.
It seems that way. They're even using eco-friendly ink and color technology for the card itself, and it comes with a lifetime warranty.
Okay, that's always a plus, especially for something that might get exposed to the elements.
Now, for some less positive news, Synology has issued a security advisory for their mail server.
Oh, that's never good. What's the issue?
It's a moderate severity vulnerability, but it could allow remote attackers to read and write non-sensitive settings and disable some non-critical functions within the mail server.
So not a complete system takeover, but still something that could be exploited.
Exactly. The good news is that Synology has already released patched versions. For DSM 7.2, you need version 1.7.6, 20676 or later. And for DSM 7.1, it's version 1.6.10676 or later.
So the fix is out there. People just need to update their systems.
Exactly. Always a good reminder to keep your software up to date. All right, back to some exciting developments. QNAP has launched two new Edge AI accelerators for their NAS devices. These are the QAI M100 and the QAI U100.
Edge AI, that's becoming a really big trend. So these accelerators are basically bringing AI processing power directly to the NAS device.
Exactly. They're plug and play, designed to speed up things like facial and object recognition in your photo and video libraries. Both offer 3 TOPS of NPU computing power.
That's a good amount of processing power for a NAS device. Are there any key differences between the two models?
Yeah, so the QAI M100 uses an M.2 interface, so it needs a NAS with a built-in M.2 slot, or you need to use a compatible PCI expansion card. It also has 1 GB of memory and a heatsink.
Okay, so a bit more involved to install.
Right. The QAI U100, on the other hand, uses a simple USB connection, so it's a bit easier to set up. It also has 1 GB of memory and its own heatsink, and it even has a little LED display.
So a bit more user-friendly in terms of installation.
Yeah.
What about performance games? What kind of improvements are we talking about?
Well, QNAP says their lab testing showed up to a 36% increase in object recognition speed within their Kwame Ji Smart Album, and up to a 22% increase in face recognition speed on a TS673A NAS.
That's pretty significant, and it highlights a trend of bringing AI capabilities directly to local devices, right?
Absolutely. It makes those AI-powered features much more accessible to a wider range of users.
Speaking of AI in mass, there's a new player entering the game. ZetLab has announced that they're going to launch their own AI in NAS on Kickstarter in the second quarter of 2025, and they're offering a $20 deposit reservation program to secure a discounted price.
So an AI-focused NAS, that sounds interesting. What's their pitch?
They're calling it a personal cloud for data management with local AI. The idea is to have a NAS that not only stores your data securely, but also has those AI capabilities built right in.
And what kind of discounts are they offering for those early reservations?
Well, it depends on the model, but you can get an additional $30 off the D4, $50 off the D6, and $100 off the D6 Ultra and D8 Ultra models. And that's on top of whatever super early bird pricing they offer on Kickstarter. And that $20 deposit is fully refundable.
So no risk involved if you change your mind.
Exactly. They're estimating that shipping will start in July 2025. What about the specs? What kind of hardware are they packing into this AI NAS?
They're promising up to 200 TB of storage, up to 16 GB of DDR5 RAM, PCIe expansion slots, dual M.2 NVMe SSD slots for caching, dual USB 4 ports, dual 10 GBE LAN ports, and some models even have an external display. The processor is an Intel Core Ultra 5 125H.
Wow, those are some serious specs. And what about those AI features? What are they highlighting?
Well, they mentioned things like intelligent document analysis, smart search, and AI-powered transcription. They'll have 4-bay, 6-bay, and 8-bay configurations.
So a pretty ambitious project overall. It will be interesting to see how it performs in real-world usage.
Absolutely. All right, let's switch back to networking for a bit. Netgear has just launched their most affordable Wi-Fi 7 router to date, the Nighthawk RS100.
So it seems like Wi-Fi 7 is starting to trickle down to more budget-friendly options.
It is. The RFS100 is priced at $129 post-99, and it offers speeds up to 3.6 GBPs, which Netgear says is about 1.2 times faster than comparable Wi-Fi 6 routers.
Not bad for an entry-level model.
It can handle up to 50 devices, and it has a 2.5 GBE internet port, which is great if you have a faster internet plan. Plus, it has 4 1 GBP Ethernet LAN ports for wired connections.
So all the basics covered.
It's also got pretty good coverage. They say it can cover areas up to 2,000 square feet.
Sounds like a good option for those who want to get on the Wi-Fi 7 bandwagon without breaking the bank.
Definitely. And if you're looking for extra security, they have an optional Netgear Armor subscription that includes Bitdefender threat detection built right into the router.
Nice. Always good to have that extra layer of protection. Now let's talk about something truly futuristic. Wellink has unveiled what they claim is the first commercial quantum memory system designed specifically for quantum data centers.
Quantum memory? That sounds pretty sci-fi. What exactly is it?
Basically, it's a device that can store quantum information, which is usually encoded in photons or particles of light. And this is a really important step towards building practical quantum networks and distributed quantum computers.
So it's kind of like the RAM of a quantum computer.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. It's where those delicate quantum states can be stored and retrieved.
Interesting. And Wellink says they have a working system that's ready for deployment.
That's right. It's a fully integrated unit designed to fit in a standard 19-inch server rack.
And what kind of performance are they claiming?
Well, they say it has over 90% storage and retrieval efficiency for single photons. That's apparently a new record. It can also store quantum information for up to 200 microseconds.
That's pretty impressive.
But here's the really cool part. It operates at room temperature.
Room temperature. That's a big deal, right?
Huge deal. A lot of quantum technologies require these super complex and expensive cryogenic systems to keep things cold. But this one uses a neutral atom approach, so no need for all that.
So it's much more practical and easier to deploy. What kind of impact could this have on quantum computing in the near future?
Well, the main goal is to link together multiple quantum processors into a larger network. That's a crucial step towards building more powerful quantum computers.
So this could really accelerate the development of quantum computing.
Absolutely. And it also opens up the possibility of creating large-scale, secure quantum communication networks. Basically, the foundations of a quantum internet.
Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. Wellink says they already have units in production and are deploying them in Europe. They've also launched a special quantum compiler called Ericune to optimize algorithms for these networked quantum processors.
So it's all starting to come together.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see this transition from theoretical research to actual products that are being deployed.
All right, let's get back down to earth for a bit. YubiKey has just announced their new Protect Generation 6 camera lineup.
Okay, so this is for home security and surveillance.
Exactly. The new lineup includes the G6 Bullet, G6 Turret, and G6 Instant models. All of them are NDAA compliant, which is important for government and certain enterprise applications.
And what's new in this generation?
Well, they all have high-quality optics with a 11.8-inch 8MP sensor, And they've got a powerful AI engine built right in for things like face and license plate recognition.
So they're bringing more intelligence to the edge, right?
Yeah.
Processing more data locally on the camera itself.
Exactly. Let's go through the models quickly. The G6 Bullet is an all-weather 4K PoE camera designed for easy upgrades in the field. It has glare-free IR illumination up to 30 meters and a sturdy metal enclosure with IP66 weather resistance.
So a solid outdoor camera.
Absolutely.
Oh.
The G6 Turt is also an all-weather 4K PoE camera, but it's more compact and has a sleek design. It also comes in black or white.
Okay, so a bit more aesthetically pleasing for those who care about that sort of thing.
Yeah. And then there's the G6 Instant, which is really interesting. It's a very compact 4K outdoor camera with plug-and-play setup using their Unify AutoLink system. It also has Wi-Fi connectivity and two-way audio.
So a good option for those who want a simple setup.
Exactly. And they've also announced the Device Bridge Pro Sector, which is a 5 gigahertz point-to-multipoint access point for wirelessly connecting multiple devices over long distances.
So they're expanding their networking ecosystem as well.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Now, QNAP has also refreshed a couple of their existing high-performance NAS models, the ES16P A6DC and TDS H2489 FU series.
Ah, NAS refreshes usually mean updated processors and memory configurations.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing here. The ES66-86DCR2 now comes with Intel Xeon E2142IT and E2123IT processors, with RAM options ranging from 64 GB to 128 GB.
Okay, so some solid performance upgrades there.
The TDS H2489FU-R2 also gets new configurations with Intel Xeon E2314 and E2309Y processors, and RAM options going all the way up to a terabyte in one model.
A terabyte of RAM in a NAS, that's pretty amazing.
It is. So definitely some powerful options for enterprise users who need that high level of performance.
Now let's talk about something that's still a few years away, but could have a major impact on future computing. PCIe 7.0.
PCIe, that's the high-speed interface that connects components like graphics cards and SSDs to the motherboard.
And the PCI SIG, the group that develops the PCI standard, has announced that the PCI 7.0 specification is almost finalized.
So they're moving pretty quickly. We're still waiting for widespread adoption of PCIe 5.0 and 6.0. That's true. But it's important to keep pushing those boundaries. Micron recently showed off a prototype PCIe 6.0 SSD that reached read speeds of around 27 GB.
Wow, that's blazing fast.
And PCIe 7.0 could theoretically push speeds beyond 50 GB for SSDs.
It's hard to even imagine those kinds of speeds.
It is. But it's important to have those standards in place so that the entire industry can benefit from these advancements.
Agreed. It prevents companies from developing their own proprietary solutions, which can lead to compatibility issues down the road.
Now, let's talk about something a bit more immediate. Seagate is developing NVMe technology for large capacity hard drives, specifically targeting AI applications.
That's an interesting approach. Traditionally, we've used SSDs for speed and hard drives for capacity, but this kind of blurs the lines.
Right, and as AI data sets get larger and larger, that traditional approach is starting to show its limitations.
So NVMe hard drives could offer a good compromise, combining capacity with improved performance.
Exactly. And by using NVMe, they can potentially eliminate the need for separate HBAs and SAS infrastructure, which simplifies things.
And what are the advantages of using NVMe for hard drives?
Well, Seagate is talking about easier setup, better compatibility with SSDs, and the ability to transfer data directly from the GPU to storage using DPUs.
So some potential performance benefits there.
And they're also saying that NVMe hard drives are more environmentally friendly compared to SSDs, using less power and having a lower carbon footprint.
That's a significant consideration as well, especially as data centers consume more and more energy.
Absolutely. Seagate is planning to enhance NVMe of support for their high-capacity Mosaic platform, which is used in data centers. And they're also working with others in the industry to develop next-generation AI storage solutions.
So a lot of interesting developments in that space. Finally, let's wrap things up with a look at Kioxia's new 122.8 TB NVMe SSD, which they showcased at NVIDIA's GTC 2025 conference.
122.8 terabytes. That's an insane amount of storage in a single SSD.
It is. They're using their new BiCS Flash Generation 8 3D QLC technology, which achieves a 2 terabit die density.
And this is aimed at AI workloads as well, right?
Exactly. It's designed for read-intensive applications, and they're reporting read speeds of around 15 gigs.
That's incredibly fast for that much storage.
It also supports vector database operations using their ISAQ technology, which offloads those operations from the system's RAM to the SSD itself.
So it's kind of like having a mini AI processor on the SSD itself.
Yeah, in a way. And this can help reduce costs and improve performance for certain AI applications.
Wow, so a lot of exciting things happening in storage and networking. What are your key takeaways from all this, Drew?
Well, it's clear that technology is advancing at a breakneck pace. We're seeing faster wireless connectivity with Wi-Fi 7, massive increases in storage density and performance, and even the emergence of commercial quantum memory. And it's all driven by the ever-increasing demands of data and AI.
It's a lot to keep up with. But for our listeners, what should they pay attention to?
Well, it depends on their specific needs and interests, of course. But I think it's important to stay informed about these developments to understand how they might impact our lives in the near future.
Absolutely. We've seen travel routers becoming more user-friendly, industrial SSDs becoming more robust, and high-speed networking becoming more affordable. There's something for everyone in these advancements.
And it's not just about the technology itself, but also about the applications and the potential impact on various industries.
Exactly. So keep your eyes open, keep learning, and who knows what amazing new technologies we'll be talking about next week. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Absolutely. Until next time.